It is time again for Checkoff Chat in a brand new calendar year, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And of course, you know that's funneled through our Wisconsin Beef Council, our beef producers, dairy producers, our beef producers as well. You can find more details at beeftips.com and of course on social media, Wisconsin Beef Council, with all the recipes, all the stories of our Wisconsin beef producers that you'd like to have. And joining us as we kick off 2021 is a gal that can tell you all about how you want to start your new year and carry the message through. That's Sarah Agana. She is the consulting dietitian with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Happy New Year to you, sweetie. I'm glad to have you join us for our first conversation in 2021, because beef is not just what's for dinner. It's definitely going to be beef. It's what you're going to need for 2021, huh?
Yes, definitely. Happy New Year to you, Pam.
Let's talk a little bit about these New Year's resolutions that some folks may still be hanging on to. I think a lot of people started making resolutions in 2020 they're still living with, just trying to stay healthy in light of the continued pandemic, concerns about, you know, overall health. What kinds of questions have you been fielding, Sarah, when it comes to healthy living and beef's role in that healthy living?
Yeah, definitely 2020 was, I think, a little rough for all of us. I know people that I talked to regarding nutrition and physical fitness, we kind of let things slide in 2020. Unfortunately, a lot of us aren't going into the office, so we've been stuck wearing sweatpants or yoga pants, and putting those on every day is a little bit too easy for things to kind of slide. So one of the main goals that I really focus on and talk to people about is increasing your protein intake. And that's why beef is such an excellent food item to add to a healthy diet, because in a 3-ounce cooked serving of beef, it provides about 50% of your daily value, which is about 25 grams of protein per serving. Calorie for calorie, beef is one of the most, protein-dense foods out of anything. Dairy, eggs, you just have to consume a little bit more of those items, so bumping up your calorie intake to get that 25 grams of protein. And, you know, we talk about that a lot, or I talk about it a lot in my presentations, is you should mix and match your protein. So it doesn't have to all be beef, especially for breakfast. Breakfast is probably one of our meals that it's hard to get that 25 grams of protein. So mixing it, you know, with some eggs, maybe some ground beef left over from the night before, a glass of milk, maybe some yogurt. So mixing those proteins up will help you get that 25 grams of protein.
Well, and the other thing is, let's face it, we get bored pretty quickly. And even if you are a lover of beef, as I am, it is nice to change it up just so that you kind of keep to a healthy pattern.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, we're not asking people to eat beef, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, because we want to mix up and we want to have some variety in our diet to make sure that we're getting all the essential nutrients that our body needs. And especially we want to, you know, match up our protein with fruits and vegetables. So when we're looking at, you know, a plate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, half of our plate should be filled with fruits and vegetables. And then a quarter of our plate should be that protein. And maybe if you're, you know, if you're including grains in your diet, a fourth of your plate will be your grains. So, yeah, definitely beef is just a portion of your plate where the fruits and vegetables really shine.
You know, the other thing that we have to talk about, Sarah, and that is people that have pre-existing conditions or are concerned about heart health, for example. Beef has tended to get a bad rap when it comes to people that are on restricted diets because of their heart, when in reality, you as a registered dietitian choose beef for those very same people.
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of the old school way of thinking, is that we have to decrease or eliminate beef into a healthy diet, where that in the past 5 years is becoming untrue. And that's because beef has become leaner over the years, because the butchers are trimming them to be leaner, so taking all that fat off the outside. And our producers are actually raising the animals to be healthier, so there's not as much fat on that outer portion of like a steak. And that's the fat that you want to avoid. That's your saturated fat. The fat that's actually marbled within your steaks, half of that is your monounsaturated fat, which is your heart-healthy fat. So there's definitely no reason people need to avoid beef in a heart-healthy diet. We just need to be conscious of portion size. So 3 to 4 ounces, is that appropriate portion size? We shouldn't be eating 18, 24, 48-ounce steaks anymore.
Oh, my husband's going to be bummed out about that. Sarah Agana along with us. She is the consulting dietitian with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Your beef checkoff dollars at work, trying to make sure that today's consumers are well aware of the value that they're getting with our Wisconsin beef and a healthy diet. And she's joining us here. Don't forget, you can find all kinds of details about recipes on how to prepare that beef, more nutritional information online at beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Let's pivot a little bit here, Sarah, and talk about how you are trying to continue to bring the nutrition messages to all Wisconsin consumers in light of the pandemic and no events, no activities where we can be face-to-face with a lot of those consumers. One of those ways that you have traditionally reached out to educate is through classroom instruction, working with students and teachers and our Beef in the Classroom project. Tell me a little bit about what that's going to look like in 2021 and what people may not realize they can get by working with the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Yeah, definitely. The Beef in the Classroom grant program helps teachers buy beef products to be used in high school family and consumer science and agriculture classes across the state. This program allows teachers to strengthen their lessons about lean beef selection, storage, preparation, and nutrition by having funds available to buy and prepare beef with their students. And each grant reimburses teachers between $100 and $300 per school per year, just depending on your class size. And we are now taking applications now until February for the spring semester, and you can find this application at beeftips.com. So we're still offering the grant, but one of my roles was to actually go into the classrooms and do presentations and cooking demonstrations. But we can still offer for me to do virtual classes with these students and with these teachers. So definitely check out beeftips.com. All my information is out there. So if you want me to do a virtual learning with your students, I can certainly do that. I would love to do it.
It's been challenging for everybody, and I'm sure any teacher or parent that's listening there thinking about how their life's been impacted by having the kids around or having the kids work in a different type of classroom. How do you continue to carry that message for our Wisconsin beef producers, Sarah? You mentioned to me off air that you're still doing some video presentations for mass communications. You're still trying to do different events virtually. You're still trying to make sure that people have access to that information.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We still have a really strong relationship with the American Heart Association. So everything that I've done on site for them has turned into virtual events. So actually next Friday will be the second cooking demonstration, and the Wisconsin Beef Council is the main sponsor of the Go Red for Women campaign. And next week we'll be cooking a steak Caesar salad as the recipe. The first recipe was tenderloin steak with some sweet potatoes. So it's a great relationship, and my nutrition conferences, my cardiovascular conferences have all gone virtual, but we are still a supporter, and I am still getting the message out about beef and beef nutrition.
Well, way to go, kiddo. I appreciate that. Sarah Agana along with us. She is the consulting dietitian with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And like she said, despite the fact that many events that we'd love to be at are still postponed until future dates, she is staying active via the virtual world and online presence to make sure that consumers that are looking for correct information about beef in their diet are getting it straight from people like Sarah Agna. Remember, those are your checkoff dollars at work, folks. Whether you're seeing them face-to-face or all online, still getting that message out there. Find out more about what your beef checkoff dollars are doing online at beeftips.com or the Wisconsin Beef Council's presence all across social media. That's your checkoff chat for today, featuring Sarah Agna from the Wisconsin Beef Council. I'm Pam Yonke.